In other news, the Trump administration has announced we will put an end to Joe Biden's illegal student loan bailout attempts. No student loan has been referred to collection since March of 2020. That comes to an end. On May 5th, the Department of Education will resume involuntary collections for borrowers with defaulted federal student loans. The student loan portfolio controlled by the federal government is nearly $1.6 trillion. But fewer than 4 out of 10 borrowers are in repayment. This is unsustainable, unfair, and a huge liability for American taxpayers. Debt cannot be wiped away. It just ends up getting transferred to others. So why should Americans who didn't go to college or went to college and responsibly paid back their loans pay for the student loans of other Americans? The Trump administration will never force taxpayers to pay student loan debts that don't belong to them. Student loan borrowers need clarity, and we're finally giving it to them. Borrowers will now be clearly expected to repay their loans, and those who default on their loan obligations will face involuntary collections. The government can and will collect defaulted federal student loan debt by withholding money from borrowers' tax refunds, federal pensions, and even their wages. America is $36 trillion in debt. We must get our fiscal house in order and restore common sense to our country. If you take out a loan, you have to pay it back. It's very simple. President Trump will not kick the can down the road anymore.